Markets are looking mixed today. U.S. markets are currently trading in the red, while European markets are in positive territory. The local all-share index ended the day up 1.84% to close at 54,248 index points. It was a particularly good day for industrials. They closed up 3.26%. Resources were up 1.08%. And just in terms of the currencies, we do see that the local currency has depreciated against major currencies, trading at around 17, let's call it 17 on the dot against the US dollar, 19.85 vis-a-vis the euro, and 21.68 against the British pound. So unfortunately, having made those massive gains last week, we've gone back nearly to square one. Well, to break down what's been happening on the markets, I'm joined on the line by David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much, David, for joining us. So it looks a little bit mixed in markets. There are a lot of reasons that are helping to swell the markets. Your view?
Yeah, look, there were stories on our market. I think you mentioned the Rand, which is around about 17. So we've lost, whichever way you want to look at it, about 4 or 5%. No, about, you know, just about 4%. Over the last 2 days, which is big in terms of the currency depreciation. And then with the dollar being very strong, commodities have come under pressure. So we've seen gold falling well below 1900, silver, platinum, copper, iron ore, all of those have come down. Although when it comes to shares, the rand, you know, the depreciated rand has helped them. And then in the US, Jay Powell, who's the Fed chairman, is testifying before Congress, and he's dampened splits by saying that there's a long way to go before you see a full recovery. That's a quote from him. And I think, you know, it's that additional fiscal support is needed. In other words, they need to stimulate the economy, which I don't think is going to happen before an election. So I think it just made you know, buyers of equities a little uncomfortable, and we're just plodding along. I think it's going to probably be the trend for the next, I don't know, how, when's the election? 40 days? 50 days, whenever it happens. Even after that, we don't even know if there's going to be a solution or a result, really, with the postal voting. So,
just in terms of the industrials, they did quite nicely today, up over 3%. Yeah. Speaking to Petri earlier, he did say something about 10 cents having brought out some interesting news.
Well, I don't exactly know what it was, but it did lift up both process and spare. So Petri knows more than I do. I've been looking for the solution and why they were so strong. So, process up 3.75. Yeah, well, process 3.75% up, and Aspers over 5% as well. So I think that really, you know, lifted the market. But, you know, also the US, I mean, the UK market was pretty strong. So, and we saw, you know, we saw some of the big diversified miners holding their own. Richemont also strong. Mondi is a mystery to me as well, also up about 4.8%. So that's where the industrial market got its lift. We've seen Mondi over the last couple of days pretty strong as well. Again, I haven't got any specific solution why they've been firm and whether anybody knows something that we don't know. Yeah. But it's been another one that's been performing pretty well.
It is quite interesting that you talk about how the London market was doing okay, and yet it's really strange because we know that they're going back into their locked, not into a lockdown, but they've got a lot of restrictions now with the coronavirus cases rising. And they were the hardest hit country in Europe in terms of the contraction in GDP in the second quarter. And yet the market goes up today.
You know why? It's like our market. You know, if you understand the UK market, it's pretty much like ours in that so many of the companies that are listed there do not operate in the UK. There's a lot of energy companies and also a lot of mining companies in that dominate the top end of the market, and even some of the industrial companies. So it has the same kind of composition as the JSE. A lot of outsiders there popping up the markets. I think that's one of the reasons why. But it is. It's, you know, the pound has come under pressure as well with the dollar strength as well as the euro. So I think those have been the big influences on the market at the moment.
I was speaking to Nissan, your colleague at Sasfin Securities, yesterday, and just asking, you know, about the approach for guys like yourselves at times like these when there's so much uncertainty and volatility. I mean, right now, do you have any stock picks at all? Or is it too early to be talking about stock picks, given the fact that we don't know if we're going to see more depreciation or more valuation loss?
Locally, it's hard. Locally, it's difficult because of the economy. And, you know, we can't ignore where we are in the economy. It's under a lot of pressure, and we've seen it coming through in results. But if you go outside of our market, and why I mention this is that you can buy, you know, through tracker funds on the JSE, you can kind of hedge yourself against the local market and also enjoy some of the growth that we've seen there. And, you know, I've been particularly interested in the China fund. I think China's coming through. And one of the clues that we got today, Nompu, was through Nike's numbers. You know, there were some brilliant results out of Nike with the recovery both of demand, both in Europe and particularly in Asia. So if you look at their results, it does give you some kind of clue that, you know, consumers are spending there. So you can, you know, there's a China fund that's listed. It's a Satrix fund, which gives you good exposure to Tencent, Alibaba, and a number of other companies underneath that. So you can do okay on the JSE. You've just got to know where to look.
Have the financials been oversold? I mean, really, they've had quite a tough time. And I know that you guys, in your profession, you look at the price-earnings ratio and all of that. Me, I just look at the price. Because if you come and talk to me about buying Tesla, for me, it's a non-starter. $400 or whatever for one share. For me, it's a non-starter. So when you look at Old Mutual, for example, I see that it's under $10 a share. What do you think of that? Should people buy?
Well, you see, what does Old Mutual do? It sells investment products and it sells insurance products at a time where consumers locally are under a lot of pressure, haven't got the money.
Yeah.
And if anything, they're either cutting back on their premiums or really terminating their policies or redeeming them. So it's a tough area. And the other thing is that because of the situation, they can't get their salespeople out to knock on doors. So you've got to be careful. I think even banks, the prices that we're seeing at the moment are the bottom. In other words, I don't see much downside, but that doesn't mean that there's going to be, the upside's going to be, you know, vigorous and it's going to recover. We can just trudge it along here for a long time, just bouncing sideways until conditions do improve. So it means if you do want to buy at these levels, you're probably going to be safe, but you've got to wait a long time before you see any turnaround. That's the issue. Even the banks, I think next year is still going to be a tough year. 2-3 years down the line, we'll start to see the real recovery.
You say we're at the bottom. So from a sector perspective, where would you be tempted to take a nibble? I mean, retail, for example, we always have to go out and buy some clothes.
I think if you're going to go retail, go for the food retailer. Spa came out with, you know, very, very good results. Probably Spa and ShopRite stand out there. You know, two very good numbers on that. And they can make progress at the expense of other retailers. You know, even if you don't get massive demand increase on that, they've done very, very well. I wouldn't go apparel retailers. I think it's a very, very tough area.
Yeah.
But certainly your food retailers are okay.
Yeah. And what do you think, Spa and the other retailer you spoke of, what do you think that they're doing that differentiates themselves from everybody else?
I think Spa, it's offshore. Did very well in Switzerland. You know, they've got the Irish outlets as well. So they're getting a boost from there. And they're a good operation as well. You know, don't underestimate it. With Checkers, it's they're gearing their technology. I mean, they're gearing their business to where we are at the moment. And you've heard people, speak very well of the 60-60. You know, you want groceries delivered in metropolitan area in 60 minutes, they promised to do so. So I think they're all adjusting their strategies to where we are at the moment. And of course, we see a bit of food inflation coming through, which gives them extra margin as well. But you know, if you look at those two companies, they seem to have held up pretty well.
Yeah. Look, I suppose it's human nature for us to just want to get on with things, you know, having gone through all of these months of coronavirus fear, infections, death and so on, and the economy opening up. But as we look across the seas and see, you know, the resurgence of coronavirus, do you worry that there might be a little bit of hesitance for us to go full force in trying to build up the economy again?
Yeah, it's a tough question because you need a global turnaround. You know, we need that to give us the confidence to do that. And if we don't get a global turnaround, I think it is going to hold people back. You know, what is economic growth? It's actually you. You know, your economic growth. If you feel confident, you go out and take risks. You invest. You know, you don't hoard your money and say, oh, things are going to get bad, therefore I'm going to keep it under the mattress or in the bank, I'm not going to spend. So in essence, that's that holds back consumption. Investors have the same kind of view, or business leaders have the same kind of view in business investment. So if you haven't got confidence, sure, you know, savings go up and people are scared. So you will only do that if you feel America's pushing hard and Europe's coming right and China's starting to grow. That will encourage you to go out, and of course locally as well, where you feel conditions are improving. So, you know, that's what we look for.
Yeah. David, thank you so much. Always good talking to you. Have a lovely Heritage Day and maybe a long weekend as well. That was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.